You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You got tuna fish today or something?
Is that what it smells like?
A little bit of.
That's a problem. It was a turkey burger.
Stop eating it, Doug.
Why?
It smells like tuna. It can't just be good for you.
Just took another bite.
Well, you assume it's tuna.
I said it smelled like tuna.
Well, I'll get it out of studio. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just.
I would be disgusted.
I'm not saying it smells disgusting. I actually like tuna fish.
Do you?
Yeah, but it's a turkey. It's turkey. Right?
Yeah, I don't know how you're getting tuna out of that smell.
No. The nose smells what the nose smells, I guess.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm just, curious what it was.
I'm trying to finish it off so you don't have to smell that.
Do what you got to do. I'm fine with it. It's lunchtime. People like to know what you're eating for lunch. Because every day, like clockwork, and as soon as we break, right before noon, you've got something to eat. Sandwich, leftovers, something.
Yep.
It's a leftover turkey burger, huh?
Yeah, I want to apologize because.
Why? I don't, if it smells like, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying, it smells like rotten fish. I didn't say that. I said it smells like tuna fish.
So what's the commercial with the they're all working in a hotel room and the one guy reheats the.
Yeah, you can't reheat in the microwave. Fish. Not allowed to reheat.
Yeah,
fish.
And that's why if I'm reheating something and you think it smells like fish.
Why would you reheat? I don't know why you would reheat tuna. I mean, you wouldn't. I mean, yeah. Tuna fish is served cold unless you're going to have a tuna melt.
No, it's just a turkey burger. Sorry, man.
I'm not complaining about it.
It's funny because I'd complain about it if you brought something in that smelled like tuna.
Well, that's a problem.
Because I really don't like that smell. I can't remember the last time I had tuna.
Really?
Doug thinks it's like cat food. He won't eat it.
Well, it when we had cats, that's what tuna smells like to me, is the cat food. So I'm not down with it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I realize it's really, really popular. Kang, do you eat tuna?
You're losing Gator by the second.
I know, I am.
Just kill him. And then he went with a cat food reference.
Yeah, I like tuna. Kill him. Gator, you like tuna?
I love tuna.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just made some over the weekend. I chop a little bit of red onion in there, a little bit of pickle, finely chopped pickle, just a little bit, along with the mayo. Mix it all up together.
What kind of mayo?
Dukes.
All right, good.
I have not gone back to Hellman's since we discovered Dukes a few years ago.
Wow.
I have not gone back. It's Dukes or bust.
Wow, look at you.
I'm
brand loyalty.
It is. It's just great. And Hellman's was great too, but Dukes is a little better.
Gator's got a mayo deal in the works.
Just saying, man.
Hi, this is Scott Anderson for Duke's Mayo.
He's not opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm here for it.
Me too, by the way.
Yeah. It's good.
Hi, this is Kang Nguyen for Duke's Mayo. Is that what you're trying? Are you trying to get some free mayonnaise out of this?
This is Kang and Gator. We love Duke's.
Do you make tuna fish?
Yeah. I like Duke's or Hellman's. Both are good. I don't Hellman's do Miracle too. Whip. I'm out on Miracle.
No, Miracle. That's not. That's something different.
Help a brother out that doesn't like mayonnaise at all. What is it about Duke's that separates it from Hellman's, in your opinion?
Well, it separates it more for Gator. I think they're very similar. Very good.
But they're very similar. I don't know. Is it just it's a little thicker? I don't know. There's more flavor to it. Without being something that seems foreign. Like, to me, Miracle Whip seems foreign. There's that zip of Miracle Whip. I don't know what it is that just tastes like that's like off. It's, like there's it's, something different there that I don't like.
Really?
Yeah, I don't deal with Miracle Whip.
Like it's, you know, chemicals or something?
It's just a different flavoring in there that I don't appreciate.
Synthetic? Is there a synthetic?
Kind of like that.
Okay. Gotcha.
Thanks, Brundlefly.
What are you?
In the movie The Fly, Seth Brundle, the scientist.
Oh, yeah, from 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Keep going. Let's keep this reference.
The remake.
Current, yeah.
It was from 40 years ago.
Right, okay.
When he was trying to transport the steak mm-hmm. in his little time machine
yeah.
thing. When the steak came out the other end and he had Gina Davis eat the steak. And she yeah. said, no. And she spits it out. And he goes, what's wrong with it? And she said, it tastes synthetic.
Gotcha.
Right. Thus, it... Yep. Registered in my mind.
No, good, good.
And that's why I called you Brundlefly.
Good modern reference there.
Thank you.
Okay. So Kang's got...
Jerk.
Kang's got a hot take. He said this in the office, and I'm like, whoa. And I didn't expect this out of you. But it was the holiday weekend, so what you're about to say you think applies to a lot of people.
Yeah. What do people like to do on holiday weekends, especially Memorial Day?
Cook
like
out.
Yep. Grill, barbecue, right?
Yep.
What comes with that?
We did it last night. What comes yeah. with that?
A lot of times, eating outside.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to be hot take guy. This is just really how I feel. Gator, am I wrong? I think eating outside is overrated. And let me tell you why. It's the elements. Like, if there's wind, your napkins are flying all over the place, your paper plate, whatever, your cup. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a plastic cup, red Solo cup, right? The sun beating in your eyes. You got to get shade. You got to wear a hat, get an umbrella, whatever it is, right? And if it's really hot, you're hot. You're sweating. There's no air conditioning. You're uncomfortable. And then bugs, whether it's bees, ants all of a sudden crawling up the picnic table, some other flies or whatever.
Sometimes you may not have a table, so you're just having a plate in your lap.
Yep.
And if you have to cut it, oh.
Oh, dude, forget about yeah. it. Yeah, I mean, you're at... Disaster. It's like a brownie towel commercial coming.
All right. So, Gator, are you on board with this take? Eating outside's overrated?
I understand where he's coming from with it. And I think you have to pick and choose your spots when you're going to eat outside. If it's a beautiful day out, I'd love to be outside and having something to eat. But I understand what he's... If the wind picks up even a little bit, it can be disastrous. I hear you on that. Just sitting outside and having a drink is fine.
But when totally.
But when you throw a meal into it, it can be ruined. And it feels like it's like a 50-50 shot, you know, that you're going to have either a great experience or you're just going to be like, this.
Drinking outside is great on a nice day.
Yeah.
That's great. Eating, it's more obstacles. I don't need it. I think I'd rather be inside next to the window looking at a beautiful day.
When you see a fly or a gnat or something like that land in like the potato salad, you're like, what just happened? I can't. No, I can't even, you know. And you have to get then you end up going to Costco and you start buying those like covers that you see, like the covered netting thing specifically for having food outdoors. I don't know if you've ever seen that stuff, but yeah, you start looking for things like that because it can be a problem. But by and large, I like eating outside, I guess.
When it gets warm, I like doing everything outside.
Oh,
I want to cook outside.
Nonsense.
I want to eat outside. I want to drink outside. I want to work out outside. I'll take the weights out to the backyard.
Oh, good God.
I love it all outside. Everything when it's nice.
All right, this guy.
I'll do everything outside once it gets warm. And the eating outside, these minor nuisances, for me, far outweighed by the beautiful weather and being out there and taking it all in.
He's going to bring the weights outside, Kang. He's going to get his...
What is this, yard time?
This guy, yeah.
That's a scene from Boys in the Hood, and that's going back too. You're working out up front? You got the bench press out there?
It's in the backyard, and it's not... The bench press isn't out there, but I'll take the...
It'll bring it
the
out.
The dumbbells outside. Yeah, it's great being outside. And I can't get enough of it. The Peloton doesn't get any use in the summer months. So I'll take the bike. If I can do it outside, I'm doing it outside.
Wish me luck.
I do. I'll take the computer out on the deck. I have it set up on the deck in the backyard that I can look through the TV and watch the Tiger game. So,
well, listen, I mean, yeah, if you can do, doing things outside is pretty great. Like one of the things to discover during COVID, at least I discovered during COVID, was when one of us had to be at home doing the show while the other one was in the studio. Yep. If I was at home, I wanted to be outside all the time.
Yeah, you did the show from outside.
I did it. It was quite great. Quite a, even in the spring and in the fall, I remember I lit the fire in the fire pit outside, just trying to stay a little warmer there. But I really, really wanted to be out there to the point where I still think about, you know, maybe I'll just take the Comrex home and I'll do the show a couple days from home this week.
Do it.
But not this week.
When you did the show from your yard, we got a lot of content out of it. We got a lot of content out of it. Aaron in Madison Heights says, I agree with Kang. Eating outside sucks. Next text. Just get to the truth, Kang. You're afraid of the birds nearby.
They don't help.
100%.
they don't help.
Kang has he does not like birds.
Not afraid of them. I just don't like them. Kind of like Gator and the clowns.
Yeah, I can't stand clowns.
I did not go out to dinner to sit outside and eat. I'll starve before I eat at another outdoor table. Give me air conditioning and climate control. Didn't sign it, but I'll sign it for you. Mr. Soft.
Like going up north, right? I actually look for restaurants that have outdoor seating.
Yes.
I'll be honest about that. Like you go to, what was it? Not a bar.
Just a bar in Bay Harbor.
Sitting outside there. Mm-hmm. You know, remember finally having a dinner with my dad one time out there, and there used to be this restaurant right in Petoskey that
great
overlooked
Bloody
the Bay.
Great Bloody Marys, and not just a bar.
And used to go up there all the time, and it was called White Caps at one point. I don't know what it's called now. It's changed hands like 3 or 4 times.
Is that Beard's Brewery? I think it is.
I think it might be now, yeah. But just being able to sit outside, you look forward to that when it's hot. But yes, it does come with everything Kang was saying. It does. If the wind is there, it sucks. You know, trying to keep your silverware on top of the napkin so it doesn't go flying, or making sure if you have a can of beer and you're finishing up your beer and the can wants to go flying, that's no good.
But it's no different than football indoors and outdoors. Like, I like football outdoors and the weather isn't going to... Yes.
But I'm not having steak dinner
Hold on. There's some minor inconveniences to outdoor football games and as it gets colder. But I'm not going to not go. I'm going, man. And yeah, you don't have to wear the big bundle coat for indoors.
But you haven't gone to a football game outdoors.
But I would.
But you haven't.
248-539-9797. Isaac in Royal Oak. Hello, Isaac.
Hey, guys. I love, especially yesterday after dropped the kids off to their mom, went out with my girlfriend and got a bite to eat and a drink outside. It was wonderful. Contrast that with when I have the children, I end up just being a waiter. It's absolutely miserable. I got a 6-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 12-year-old. Somebody always needs something, forgot something, spills something. I need a new fork. He touched my plate. I don't have enough macaroni salad. My butt does not sit down the entire time. And for whatever reason, I always think it's a great idea. Let's go eat outside. Did you bring enough outside? If not, you got to go back and get it anyways. For some reason, I always go into it thinking like Doug and leave it thinking like Gator.
Are you? Well, here's the thing. Do you? Like Kang, yeah. Is it any different with the kids indoors?
I guess the fridge is a little closer.
All right. Well, it's minor versus major inconveniences. I guess the difference is I think of them as minor inconveniences. And it sounds like
I think of it
as major inconvenience.
I'm actually more along your lines. I am Kang. I can understand where Kang is coming from, but those are like the extreme conditions where things like that happen.
Yeah.
But like going to a restaurant, the outdoor eating, I love it. Like going to the rooftop deck at 24 Seconds is awesome.
Spot.
Going to anywhere in Royal Oak on Main Street during the summertime and eating outdoors, that's where you prefer to be. Mm-hmm. You know, all that's fine. And you know, the whole can thing when the can goes flying, that happens in your backyard. But typically, if you're at a restaurant, you've got a glass, and the glass is going to stay where it's at.
Carson Anderson coming up today at 12:30. Got a question about what's going on with this league. Let's get into the Tigers and their win yesterday, coming off the Scooble dominance on Sunday. That is straight ahead here on 97.1. Tigers back in action tonight. Logan Webb going for San Francisco. Jack Flaherty for the Tigers. Flaherty coming off a decent start. Not a great start, but I would call it a decent start and better than some he had had. Still like Jack Flaherty, and I'm still optimistic that Jack Flaherty will give them some good starts the rest of the way. Scott, but it would be good to see him build on his last time out. Kind of a weird time for the Tigers. They lose three in a row to Cleveland and led to some panic on the social media. I think we can get some extreme opinions on the socials, but you know, bouncing back with a dominant Scooble performance on Sunday and then a win yesterday in one of those games that, you know, every little bit mattered. You're going to have to scratch and claw to get runs against the San Francisco pitching staff that's been pretty good at defense. It's been pretty good. Both these teams, I think they're both top three in Major League Baseball in earn run average of their pitching staffs. Let me double check that, but obviously they're both really good. At the end of the day, got to hand it to this Tiger team for finding a way to get that win and bouncing back after the two losses against, or the three losses rather, against Cleveland. No need to panic. They are 3-4 in ERA. San Francisco is 3. The Tigers are 4. Sorry. Anyway, good win.
Yeah, it was a very good win. And last couple games here, they've gotten great pitching. Montero pitched 5 shutout innings yesterday. Like that. With Flaherty, he's coming off back-to-back outings where he's been good. And you look at him on the season as a whole, his numbers, like some of these numbers, you're like, what happened here? Well, here's what's happened. He's given up the long ball. He's not giving up a ton of runners. His whip is at 1.18, and it's very good. And he's got a good strikeout total, 64 strikeouts in 53 innings. But the problem is, he has given up so far 11 home runs. That's too many. A .225 batting average against is very good. So it's just the untimely home run that he gives up that ends up hurting him. If he can figure that out, then it's the Jack Flaherty, the consistent Jack Flaherty we saw last year, which was a great Jack Flaherty with a .211 batting average against, with, you know, the low ERA of 2.95, the below 1 WHIP. I mean, those are numbers we love to see, and he can trend that direction if he takes care of, you know, leaving up the meatball.
Yeah, you mentioned good starts lately. Yesterday was the 4th straight start that a Tiger starting pitcher went 5 or more innings with 2 or less earned runs allowed. That's pretty good. You can win a lot of baseball games doing that. But I'm also trying to figure out who Cater Montero is. Like, sometimes Cater Montero feels like an absolute dominating guy that can pitch the way he pitched yesterday. And other times, you know, he doesn't look like he's anything special. And I guess I'll just say this. I guess you are what you are. And if you're consistent, well, then you'd be one of the better pitchers in the league.
Yeah.
Because when people use the term consistent, they mean, you know, he's good. He's just not consistent. Well, then he's not good.
Because he hasn't been this lights out great guy in the minors either. So it's, he last year he came out of nowhere, gets called up and like, who's this guy? And has like a great start, and then not a great start, then a great start. He has been woefully inconsistent, but the outings that he has, it's like the every other outing is not just good, it's very good. That's what has you going, wow, mm-hmm. How is it this coupled with this? I don't understand. But that's just baseball, I guess. So you take the good while you can. I don't think he's a guy who's going to have a firm grasp on one of those 5 rotation spots anytime soon. But what he is a guy they can use sporadically to help keep some space with this rotation for guys that you don't want to tax too much with innings, like Jackson Jobe or maybe even Casey Mize. And, you know, when Reese Olson comes back, you're probably going to want to space him out a little bit too and take care of those guys. And lead up to the workhorses in Scooble and Flaherty.
As Matt Manning struggled, I think the door opened up for a guy like Cater Montero to walk through it and say, I'll be that swing starter for you. I'll be that guy that can be a spot starter here and there. I can give you long innings out of the bullpen. I can be sent down and called back up. I kind of envisioned that this was going to be maybe what Manning's role was eventually going to be. I guess I thought of him more as a starter, but there's some versatility here. And my guess is, knowing the way A.J. Hinch likes to use puzzle pieces and fit them all together, I'm going to guess A.J. Hinch loves Keydor Montero.
It probably does. The guy gives him all he can give him. I mean, it's maybe there's a ceiling. He knows what the ceiling is. And to get the every other game good Keydor Montero, you take what you can take. And that's enough for him. I mean, because right now, you know, at Toledo, they've got a couple of guys that you have low ERAs, but their other numbers aren't as great as you'd like them to be. But we'll see. It doesn't feel like that there's that next guy coming down the pipeline just yet.
Do you think when the Tigers are healthy, Reese Olson's back, is Keydor Montero in the bullpen or is Keydor Montero in Toledo?
I think he's back in Toledo.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for your service. But I'll say this about Keydor Montero is I am no longer at a point where I just see a Tiger start, Keydor Montero's going, and I'm thinking, bet the over.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I totally get that. But I think if you're looking at areas to improve the Tiger team, I think it's easier to improve on the pitching staff than it is with the lineup. And yet the pitching has been very good. I'm not complaining about it at all. It just seems like maybe there's a bullpen arm here or a bullpen arm there that if you can find an improvement that you go for it. I mean, I was doing some research before the show and I'm looking at Tommy Canley and Will Vest and how good that they've actually been this year. And yet neither one of them seems to me like, oh, that's a lockdown closer.
Right.
But both of them have an ERA of like less than 1.61. That's very, very, very good. But they're not closers necessarily. So keep looking and you know, look under every stone that you can find and see what's available to you. If you're Scott Harris, and I imagine he is.
Okay. Straight ahead. What's going on in this league?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And I'm here for conspiracy theories, believe it or not. We'll get to that at 12:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. All right, it's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're doing great. 248-539-9797. Especially hope you enjoyed the long weekend, which... Gator got a chance to get up north, which is always nice, and saw stuff. The mayflies. Saw stuff. Well, we talked earlier about
the trees.
There were down trees. There's more animal carcasses on the roads than I've ever seen before, and the mayflies were the worst I ever remember. Like the fish flies, I think are what they call them on the east side of Detroit. Yeah. Look, I've been going up north, I don't know, 50 times, 70 times, whatever it is. Something that's happened a lot as we, you know, got a family and all that, got a place up there and just love it. But I don't ever remember seeing these things that bad. And you had a place on the water, right?
Yeah. With parents had a place in Petoskey right on the water. And it was an annual thing that my dad would, the first time they would go up, you'd get the shop vac out and they have to vacuum away all the flies that were on the back deck, whether they were adhered to doors or screens or the floor or whatever. It was gross. It was disgusting. So I usually didn't go up until like July.
So did you ever have to do that?
No.
No.
No, I planned my time well. Like, I can't make it this weekend. I'll be there. I'm trying to make it in July.
To
avoid it. But how many times have you been like to the Petoskey area this time of the year, though?
Well, plenty. Okay. Because this is usually the holiday, right?
And yeah, but I know that you're always up in your place is not in Petoskey. It's a
little
bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit north of there. No, we'd go into Petoskey all the time. I just never remember them being like this.
Yeah, they're gross. They're absolutely gross, and people on the east side know all about it.
And it's bad for like a week, and then they go away. I guess.
Kinda. Yeah. They just hang around for a little bit. I remember the first time I encountered them in my life was after my senior year in high school, the summer of before I went to college, and I worked for a landscaping company. We did all types of jobs all over the place. And one time we had to go all the way on the east side, and we're doing a landscaping job over there for commercial gigs. And I'm like, oh my God, what are these?
Yeah,
like those are the fish flies. I'm like, what? God, yeah, they come in.
They're awful.
It's like just covering every business out there on the east side. It's gross, but it's something to deal with every year.
Well, anyway. Okay. So the other day, my chump of the weekend vote went to the Indiana Pacers because the Indiana Pacers were getting ready to put away the New York Knicks and take a 3-0 lead. They had a 20-point lead against the Knicks, and they blew it. They blew it. The Knicks came back and ended up winning by like 5 or 6. I don't remember what the final score was. 106 to 100. They won by 6. Scott, what the hell's going on in the NBA?
I don't know. I scored them, I think it was 16 points in the fourth quarter to win that one. It's the NBA. It's when you go on that run. You know, if it happens early in the game, you overcome it because it seems like every game, this is what happens. Somebody gets up by double digits or maybe even get up by 20. And next thing you know, 10 minutes later, you got a tight game again. It's just how it is. I know some people want to throw a conspiracy at it.
I don't mind. I'm here for it.
Some people want to blame the officiating and that they're part of it. You know, let's not let Indiana run away with this. Got to have New York evening things up or coming closer. So what is it now? 2-1? Is that it?
Yeah. So the one thing
they've been great games to watch.
The theory we got yesterday on the air is that we are reacting to 20-point leads and blowing them to sort of a previous paradigm in the NBA. a 20-point lead isn't what it used to be with the proliferation of the three-point shot.
Correct.
And as guys have gotten better and the volume goes up, it's easier to come back from a 20-point lead.
And the defense is not what it was.
Than ever before. And that it might be just that simple. But it's funny when you look back, we made a big deal about the Pistons blowing an 11-point fourth-quarter lead and a 7-point lead late in the game. That's paled in comparison to all these 20-point leads. The Knicks did it to the Celtics, I believe, two times. I think Denver and Oklahoma City had happened in that series. There was a 20-point lead and a 17-point lead blown already in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But didn't some of this happen with the Pistons when they were down big and then came back, take the lead, and then blew the lead? It happens the both ways.
The idea that a 20-point lead is a safe lead. It just isn't. And
God's there's how much time is left, right?
I don't have any data in front of me. It feels as though, and Kang, you tell me I'm wrong. Are teams blowing more 20-point leads than ever before?
Yes.
Well, good, good. There's the data.
Kang says so. Take that for data.
I mean, what is the reason why?
All right. My guess is the three-point shooting has become an ultimate equalizer. Like, not back in the day, you had shooting guards and maybe some small forwards that could shoot the three, right? Mm-hmm. Even your point guards were just driving a lane and dishing. Nowadays, 1 through 5 basically can shoot a three. Miles Turner can get hot. You know, like, Karl Anthony Towns can fire the three. So I think you have more guys that are able to shoot threes, which you can close the gap pretty quickly if you go on a run. You can't play defense. We know that. You can't get physical. I know the playoffs have been more physical than the regular season, but you also see a lot of, look at Brunson, look at SGA hitting the foul lines a lot. So I think that's a big part of the reason is the three-point line is available to everybody, and you can make these runs now.
I think the three-point line giveth and taketh away at the same time. You got one team that's launching three-point shots and starts knocking them down to eat away at the lead. You got the other team that's got the lead, and because the three-point shooting is just that's part of their offensive routine, they're launching these shots, which are not high-percentage shots.
But they're doing.
If you go cold and the other team starts to get on a heater, it trains around like that.
Yeah, it feels like for 20 points, you almost have to help somebody come back.
But. Right. It's like if I had a 20-point lead in an NBA game, and we're getting into the late third quarter, fourth quarter, I might say, let's relax on the three-point shooting here. Let's concentrate on higher-percentage shots. So when the team does decide to come back, the other team's going to make their comeback, they're not getting these giant swings. They're getting 3-2, 3-2, as opposed to 3-0, 3-0 runs.
Let's get back to your open line calls, 248-539-9797. Jay in White Lake. Hi, Jay.
Hey, boys. How are you today?
We're okay.
I got to tell you, your fish fly story, I have to tell you this, it's crazy. When I lived in Detroit until I was 9, and my parents started making enough money, moved us into Grosse Pointe. And when I turned 16 and I got my driver's license, my mom finally got her own car. It was a Chevy Beretta, and she let me borrow it 2 weeks after I got my license. And I was going to the library to do homework on Lakeshore Drive, and I hit the brakes coming to a red light and slid on fish flies 20 feet out into the intersection and got T-boned.
Ooh.
There's so many on the east side that they literally form a layer on the road.
Yep.
And if anybody listening is from Grosse Pointe, they know exactly what I'm talking about. I literally slid. The car went sideways on fish flies.
That is
20
disgusting.
Feet. It was horrible.
I remember going out a couple years ago to see a band play out in St. Clair Shores, and it was around this time. Same thing. It was my first experience of seeing them while they were actually still migrating and moving around and not realizing that the road was going to be slick as hell. Fortunately, it was like 25 miles an hour on that road.
It's like driving on snow.
Yeah, ice. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And they're flying all disgusting. Over the place and just smacking into your car. I'm like, just get me out of here. I want to get back to the west side.
Let's go to Mike in Sterling Heights. You're next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Great.
Listen, I listened to or watched a lot of these blown leads. And three things that I noticed that have changed. Number one, back in the day, he kind of mentioned it. You had a go-to guy like a Karl Malone or an Adrian Dantley or a Kareem. They were like our pitcher. You know, they were somebody who could just stop a bad run, you know. The other thing, timeouts. They used too many timeouts for challenges back in the day. It was a momentum stopper. Okay, let's call a timeout. Let's talk about it. And then let's go right to this play that is like our bread and butter play. And the third thing that I'm noticing is with so many lead guards that are scorers, you don't have that many lead guards who's, okay, we're going to run this offense, we're going to run this play, and this is our bread and butter play. Too many guys in that position are turning the rock over themselves. They're causing it.
Interesting. Mike, you might be right on all accounts. I hadn't thought about all the reviews serving as timeouts to kill momentum. And that's an interesting, because that's just stoppages we never had before. So it's an interesting thought whether or not that has anything to do with it. It's just watching NBA games. 20-point leads are blown all the time in
all
this postseason. All the time.
All the time.
And I have a sneaking suspicion the Pacers are going to rue this one. If you don't win this series, that's a second half that haunts you. Haunts you.
Yeah, I think they got this.
So on the bright side, locally, it makes me feel a little bit better about what happened to the Pistons.
Without question.
Right? Because I thought, like, I probably put it like 85% inexperience why they lost those leads. But now I'm like, maybe it was like 70%. You know, it wasn't like, hey, this happens to the best teams with experience.
248-539-9797.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Interesting stuff about our Tigers coming from the national perspective. We will get. So we haven't gotten to our reaction to one of the bigger sporting events or anticipated sporting events in quite some time. Thoughts on the Weenie 500. This is the Oscar Mayer Weenie-mobile race that took place on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Friday. Six Weenie-mobiles lined up and raced around the track twice. Gator, I think we all had very similar thoughts in watching it, but your analysis of the Weenie 500.
I loved it. I'm here for it. I want to see it again next year. Mm-hmm. Or something like it. I thought it was funny to see six elongated vehicles, double-decker vehicles out there on the track. And they were passing each other, drafting off of each other, and looking slow as hell compared to what you're typically seeing on a track like that, even though they probably weren't going that slow. But it was, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. What I didn't enjoy was that the announcers had every line ready to go, which starts making you think, was this thing rigged? Was it all just done for TV? And
was it was scripted? There's no question.
It may have been. I don't know if I buy that 100%, but I certainly think that the announcers had a script that they were going to go with if something happened.
Said, frankly, this is getting exciting. No ifs, ands, or buns about it.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, that I didn't need to hear. I don't need the pun fun with all that. Just let me enjoy the race. But yeah, I know that you were convinced that it was rigged. Yeah. Or it was.
I think everything
predetermined
was
entertainment.
As I'm watching this, I'm realizing I'm watching a million-dollar commercial production for Oscar Mayer Wieners. This is really just a giant commercial. Now, would I watch it again next year? Yep, I would. I wasn't quite as entertained as you were. But yeah, I think the whole thing was scripted from, I think my guess is those drivers had gone over the pattern. Okay, you're going to pull over and I'm going to pass on the inside. And then right near the end, you're going to make a move and I'll slow way down. And because how all of a sudden did one of the Weenie mobiles seemed to like rocket up to 70 miles an hour and zip past the one going 40 miles an hour. That
drafting.
Drafting. It was slingshot.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One was smoking. They had smoked buns.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had all the puns ready
to
go.
That part I didn't like.
That's why it was scripted. Doug, you're right. This thing, we missed dress rehearsal. We did.
Yep.
They went through this. This was wildly entertaining. I loved every minute of it. Also, it was scripted. It was like a mascot race. They know who's going to win those races. Like, those are fun to watch, too, by the way. Like, on President's Day, when the Nationals have all the presidents running around the baseball diamond, that's hilarious. This was the Indy 500's version of a mascot race.
Yeah.
And it was, they knew who was going to win, who was going to, you know, whose car was going to, whose weenie was going to smoke out, all that stuff.
It's funny because I can't believe we didn't realize this beforehand. We just watched a commercial. It was a commercial for Oscar Mayer Wieners. And it was clever. It was unique. I was intrigued. But, you know, it was a big commercial. That's what it was.
Like maybe next year you get the Super K-Dog Kowalski Quality truck coming out there.
Do they have a truck?
Well, it's just a normal truck.
Oh.
But it has Super K-Dog on the side. He looks awesome. Mm-hmm.
But
get more involved.
Somewhere there's an executive at Oscar Mayer that is absolutely brilliant. Came up with this idea, got the buy-in from the network, was able to stream it through the Fox app. It was a brilliant idea. Absolutely brilliant. Also from the world of food, Joey Chestnut breaks his own popcorn eating record. Did you see this?
I saw it. I didn't see what the record was. I just saw the headline that he broke it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much popcorn you have to eat.
Joey downed 32 servings of 24-ounce popcorn in 8 minutes, breaking his previous record of 28.5.
Hmm.
Yep.
See, do you immediately, like within a day, get a colonoscopy and just make sure all that stuff's out? Or do you at least go through the prep and just clean yourself out?
I don't know.
Because you're eating popcorn, so some of that stuff is not great for you that it can get caught up.
No, it's not great for you. And I imagine the salt intake, even if it's If it's if it's unsalted, I just
there's no. I don't think they're doing buttered and salted pop.
No, I guess I'm starting to worry about Joey. Not sure. Not sure Joey's going to be with us much longer.
He trains like an athlete, but he's not.
No.
But he trains like one. Works out all the time.
Yeah, and he's just announced that he will not be at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest again.
Well, he's got contractual obligations to other companies.
So. Wasn't this a shoot the boot that I lost? I said he'll be there. They'll make an announcement, and I lost.
You want to do it again?
No.
Come on.
Why don't you do it?
Well, this is your thing. Yeah. This is your exact bet.
No, this exact bet
would be yours.
Yeah. Oh, you lost. Do it again.
No, this is bet, though. You think, you know what?
It's like Ross getting divorced. It's his thing.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, this is, is this sad for the game?
It is, but I mean, it allows for somebody else to take the glory. But quick, anybody remember who won it last year without Joey Chestnut?
Eater X.
Did he?
I have no idea. That's the only other name I know. That's the only other name I remember.
But, I mean, it does. It allows for somebody else to take center stage if they can.
Let's go back. Google search Nathan's Hot Dog. Patrick Bertoletti won it.
Oh, yeah.
Beat out Jeffrey Esper. I guess I remember the name Esper. Is Esper Eater X? I don't know. Bertoletti won it. So, for what it's worth. But, you know, I mean, no Joey Chestnut. Are people going to watch? People going to watch?
Are you going to watch?
Am I working that day?
No.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to watch.
That's right.
I've worked a lot of 4th of Julys. I've talked a lot about the hot dog eating contest.
No, you have. And listen,
it's always on between 10 and 2.
I mean, it feels like this could have been, they actually might have a challenger for Joey Chestnut. Last year, Bertoletti knocked down 58 hot dogs and buns. Joey Chestnut put down 62 the year before. It's a difference of only 4.
It, was anybody that outside of Kobayashi, of course, was anybody within 4 in his entire run?
I mean, Chestnut's won it forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Last time, so you had Matt Stoney. One in between Joey Chestnut wins. So he put down 62 one year in 2015.
Yep.
Chestnut did 61 in 2014 and did 70 in 2016.
It's a good year.
He upped his game. He realized he had to do something special, and he did. Good God. Joey Chestnut's just he's a man.
Yeah, you know what? Unlike the NBA playoffs, you don't see a lot of blown leads in the Nathan's, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
No.
And he's taken the game to a whole different level. He's great as Kobayashi was to start things off, and he was great.
Yep.
I mean, he was 50, 50 and a half, 44 and a half, 53 and a half, 49, 53 and three quarters. That's a funny total. Mm-hmm. But then Chestnut, when he won it the first time, threw down 66. Like, Kobayashi was awesome, but Kobayashi can't compete. He can't compete with Joey Chestnut.
Chestnut did leave the door open that maybe he'd be back with Nathan's this year, but...
I'd like to. We shall see it.
Game hasn't been the same.
You said he might be back this year?
He might. He's got a quote saying that there could be a change in their demands.
Are you sure you don't want to take
the shoot? Yeah, I'm not doing that one. Okay. If I realize that was the dumbest shoot the boot I ever made because it's major league eating. Like, I know nothing about it. I don't pay attention. I'm out here making shoot the boot guarantees.
Oh, they're like,
I'm going
to
try.
Contract details were available to you to understand that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to read all those because I don't give a crap. So why would I do a shoot the boot about something I know nothing about? Do a shoot the boot on something I actually have what am I doing? Getting outside your comfort zone. And for that, I had to drink beer out of a shoe.
You know what we don't talk about enough is on the women's side. Mickey Sudo.
I think we've now talked about it enough. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Do you still have more to say?
Mickey Sudo has won like every competition but one since 2014.
Does she have a nickname?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Straight ahead, National Voices, what they're saying about our Tigers and what the future holds. We will get to that today at 102 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.